News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
No, you are not imagining it. Easter eggs have started getting smaller and they do taste differently. So, is it still worth shelling out on the treat? We're joined by Katrina Redmond, consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner. So, Katrina, Easter eggs taste different and have become smaller.
Yes, and I think it's important to say that there's two reasons why they taste different now compared to how they tasted in our childhood. And the first one is probably the most obvious one, but the one that maybe people might not realise is that our taste buds change over time. For example, I hated mushrooms when I was growing up. I can just about tolerate them now. And what we like in terms of chocolate is very different as we grow older. Nowadays, if somebody handed me a piece of dark chocolate, I'd take their hand off for it. I love kind of that fruity, earthy flavour from dark chocolate. Whereas when I was younger, to me, it just tasted too bitter and I wouldn't touch it. So as our taste buds evolve over time, what we like in chocolate is going to change. So it just does not taste the same to us as it did when we were younger. That said, yeah, the ingredients are miles different now.
Are they? In what way?
So the proportion of cocoa, which comes from cacao beans, is different. For various reasons, there's been some poor harvests of cocoa pods. There has been an increase in the cost of cocoa. There's been an increase in other kind of costs in the background, for example, staff costs, transport costs, and all of this adds to the bottom line for the manufacturers. So they've been tweaking the recipe in the background, and there is less cocoa in some of the chocolate Easter eggs at the moment. And then there's more items like palm oil or cocoa butter solids. And all of that adds up to it tasting different to how it would have tasted even 10 years ago.
And is that basically just because manufacturers want to make more money from us?
Yes, they do want to make more money. There's other reasons as well. As I said, the cost of chocolate has skyrocketed. So they're still trying to give us value and to give us something that we expect, but they are slightly smaller. Like, it's not just dairy milk. This issue occurs right across all of the manufacturers.
Okay. Is it necessarily a bad thing that Easter eggs have got smaller? We're eating less chocolate. That's probably not a bad, like, some of the size of Easter eggs are ridiculous.
Well, I think that not very many people buy extra large Easter eggs at this point. And also, Kantar research in the last month has said that Irish consumers have been buying less Easter eggs. And we will know at the end of this month whether there will be a net decrease in the number of Easter eggs purchased in 2025. What I would say, though, is that people are less inclined to buy chocolate as a treat as the cost of living crisis continues to deepen in the light of the tariffs. People have less money to spend on discretionary items like chocolate. So these are the things that we cut out when we go to the supermarket.
Okay, so that's your advice as a consumer columnist. As a person, as a human being, are you still going to eat Easter eggs on Sunday?
I'm definitely going to eat less. They're just too expensive. I'm being very honest with you. And also, like I said, they just don't taste like they used to. I'd rather shell out and buy an expensive bar of decent dark chocolate than go out and buy an Easter egg full of packaging, more stuff to put into my green bin, more things to clutter the house up with. So in this house, certainly there have been less Easter eggs bought this year.
Okay. Katrina Redmond, consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. I'm not sure there's less Easter eggs being bought, I have to say, Ciara.
Despite all that very good information that Katrina gave us there, I don't think so either. And no. I think I'll probably be tucking into them myself this Sunday.
Yeah.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.